Today is Wednesday, December 10th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Lager Day. It's also the Dewey Decimal System Day. And that's it. We are low on days for today. So if you are a company, a product, a movement that needs to advertise, you can go ahead and use today as your day. You just have to write those people. Well, I know I didn't do it on Monday, and I apologize. I'm just going to be completely honest with you guys. You know, I am doing FMLA. And I'm still struggling with, I'm having some mental struggles. And so it's making things difficult to do. And it's making things like, things that I find fun are no longer feeling, I'm just dealing with mental stuff. And so I'm doing the best that I can, but I am putting out a show this week, and just not on Monday. So we had some voicemails from last week that we didn't play, so let's go ahead and play those. And I don't know what order these came in. Probably from the bottom to the top. So let's see. Just do that up a little.
Hey, Adam.
Hello.
Just little old me. I just wanted to call because you were stressing out about either going on FMLA or doing whatever. I say you just need to do it because the more you sit around thinking about it, the more it stresses you out. And going to work every day adds on top of that stress, or
yeah,
vice versa, whatever. I think you just need to, you know, tell your boss or whoever, HR, whoever, just say, hey, I need to be put on FMLA due to whatever, mental health or whatever. If they need a doctor's, whatever, I'm sure you can get that just fine, but I think you just need to do it. And maybe it won't be as long as you think. Maybe, you know, after a month or so, I got school buses.
Oh, well, don't hit
maybe
a school
after
bus.
After a month or so, maybe you'll find another job in that time and
don't hit a school
be
bus,
happier,
whatever you do.
Or, I don't know.
Yeah.
I think you just need to do it, get it over with, and not have so much anxiety over work and stressing out about, you know, finding a new job and this and that. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate
that. Just something
to
think about, I guess, or not even think about it. Just do it.
This came in before I had told you guys that I was actually doing it.
Have a lovely day.
So, well, thank you for your call, Tony. I appreciate it. And, I'm doing it. And, you know, I'm working with my therapist. We're still trying to get my medication under control. And, it started to veer into depression territory. And I think that's the reason that I've been struggling to do things. And hopefully, and I still have to go back and forth with the claims, the FMLA claims company, because I have short-term disability insurance. And so they approved to December 26th, but my FMLA is till February 13th. So I would go back on the 16th. And so they need to continually get documentation from my doctors that I'm still in a condition that, you know, that I cannot work, and, you know, and session notes and things like that. So I'm still having to deal with it, but I am doing it. I've been struggling to fill my time. I've been watching too much TV, so I'm trying to start motivating myself to do some stuff, but it's been difficult. So I did do some Christmas shopping today. So there's not much to report on the, you know, what has Adam been doing, because during the week, you know, I've been at home watching TV. You know, I walk the dog. I walk around. Mark and I work out. He works out every day of the week, but I work out with him 3 days a week. So I'm doing that, trying to pick some fun projects to work on. I'm only, you know, 2.5 weeks in now, so I still have some time. But thank you for the call. All right, here's our next one.
Hi, Adam. It's Scotty Rossi Butler.
Hey,
today
Scotty.
Is Saturday the, I don't know, maybe 21st of November.
Okay.
I'm driving north to Harvey Bay to see my mum for a few days. But listen, I'm calling to give you content, even though you only do one show a week now, so you don't even need content. But
how do you even know?
Are you watching Pluribus, that new show on Apple TV Plus?
We did.
Yeah.
Start watching
pretty
that.
Good. Only up to episode 4 at the moment. Okay, let me know your thoughts. Bye.
You know, when I saw hey, the... Thank you for your call. I guess I'm talking over you people. When I saw the trailer for that, I thought it looked so dumb. And then my therapist said, oh, I don't know why it came up, because we were talking about things I can do, you know, while I'm FMLA-ing. And one of the things my therapist said was, well, it's okay to watch TV. I'm like, I don't want to just lay around and watch TV the whole 12 weeks. And a lot of times I get bored with TV. You know, I'm like, there's nothing. I've gone through all of YouTube, it seems like. Although I found a new comedian that I like, but I haven't figured out his political leanings yet. And so I'm not sure if he's someone I should be supporting, because he hasn't said anything that sounds, you know, far right leaning or anything like that. But he mentioned just briefly a Trump rally, and it sounded like he said he was there, but I don't know. So anyway, I'm trying to decide, but I can't find anything to confirm one way or another. And he doesn't talk about politics in his comedy. So I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, but so we started watching Pluribus because I thought it looked corny. Like, I thought it was going to be, oh, everyone's happy, and she's just the one person in the world that's not, and they're all trying to make her happy based on the trailer. But that's not it at all. And I don't want to spoil it for anyone, but basically, yeah, I don't want to spoil it. But it's a lot more complex than that. And yes, we are watching it and we are enjoying it. But thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And our last call here is a long one.
Adam, it's Scotty.
Oh, it's Scotty.
Butler, and I'm on the road heading back to Brisbane. Just been up to Harvey Bay to see my mum.
Oh, he's on his way back.
50 to go. So I'm trying to plow through the podcast that I haven't been listening to for ages. Heaps waiting. Of course, now that you're only doing one show a week, I guess I will catch up on your shows in no time at all. Which reminds me, so Daniel's advice about you quitting your job and finding a job in a small company, I don't totally think that's a terrible idea, but I feel like there's a few things Daniel hasn't reminded you or pointed out. Number one, you live in Toonie Tonti Trini Town or whatever it is.
True.
And I imagine it's very small, although you seem to have 100 fast food restaurants in that town, so maybe it's not so small. But, yeah, so...
Well, just to let you know, I live... Tawny Town is like... I hesitate to call it a suburb, but Northwest Arkansas is a collection of lots of smaller towns. And we, in the area, I think we have like 2.5 million people. So it's not when you add everything up, you know, the whole area. And so, but I live in a little, you know, just one of the smaller towns in the area.
I don't know how many jobs are there in small companies. Number two, and I think this is the most serious thing. You live in like capitalist America. So I don't know if you've realized your lifestyle, but you go on a lot of holidays.
I do.
So if you get a new job in a small company, don't you go back to like 0 days a year for vacation, or maybe like 1 week or something absolutely criminal? And then once you've been there like, I don't know, 2 years or something, it goes to, you get 2 weeks of vacation. And then after you've been there like 10 years, then you get like 3 weeks vacation. I don't know. It is
it's crazy.
Absolutely freaking ridiculous. But this is the USA. So, yeah. And sick leave, I don't know. I don't think in America there's any kind of rules about sick leave either. So, yeah, I just, that instantly came to my mind. Like, you'll go to a smaller company, maybe there's less stress, but maybe there's more stress because a lot more is riding on your shoulders. You're working somewhere where they don't have, you know, teams and hundreds of people that are doing the IT stuff. So, but for me, and I dare say for you, because you travel the world like you weren't an American, you got to think about those holidays. Okay. That's Scotty, your Aussie butler. Bye. Woodhaven. Dining room.
Dining room? Are we just now ending with different rooms because it was hallway and then it was now you're trying to throw in dining room? Is that, I'm a little bit behind on Kathy Bacon's podcast. I know she, let's see, how many episodes behind am I? And we probably need some closing music here in a minute. Oh, I can't see it. Oh, two. So I'm only two episodes behind. So I think, you know, I don't know if she mentioned in the most recent two episodes that we're going to come up with a new room to use at the end of our little, you know, things, our little phone calls. But yeah. So what have I been doing? We went to a musical. So we decorated for Christmas quite a while ago, and I don't remember if I talked about that, but Mark decorated the main tree, and I was so happy because I hate decorating the Christmas tree. Like, I really don't like it. And, you know, I want it to be decorated, but I want to have Christmas decor, but it would almost be easier for me to just, you know, pay someone to come in and decorate the house. I don't know if that's the thing. If you're a really rich person, you have assistants and you can, you know, and you have staff and you can tell your staff to decorate the house. But I played the Alvin and the Chipmunks song that I love, that I've talked to you guys about before. It was always a tradition at home when we were decorating, we would play it. I got peanut M&Ms, and we did all of that, and so that was fun. For you know, and then so that was, you know, one thing that we did. And most recently, we went to a show called Kimberly Akimbo. And I knew nothing about it before we went. And I kind of want to Google this disease that makes you age faster. So, progeria. That's got a really long name, Hutchinson-Gilford progeria syndrome. It's a very rare condition where, and they only have like a life expectancy. I think the average life expectancy is 16. Now it's saying here 14.5, but I'm not sure. And I didn't know anything about this musical. And I was kind of in a bad mood because, again, dealing with, you know, mental stuff. And we go to this musical, and it's all about this girl. And her family is very dysfunctional, and she has this disease. And she's turning 16. And at one point, she goes to the hospital. I'm like, why would you make a musical about this? Maybe to bring more attention to it? I don't know. But I also don't like Rent. Because it's about a guy with a disease and he dies and it's sad. Like, I don't want to go and see sad stuff, especially when I'm, you know, whatever. So she didn't die. I don't want to spoil it for anyone who's going to see, but maybe it's a good spoiler because you don't have to be depressed the whole show. But, and it was, you know, it was cute. Again, none of the musicals that I've seen recently have blown me away, but it was cute. And then I just have a really busy week this week. I mean, I know I'm not working, but I had Tuesday was that. We had to move it for something else because we originally were going to go on Saturday. Wednesday is orchestra rehearsal, and we're rehearsing late because it's a dress rehearsal. Although, they sent a note that said it was optional because so many people were getting sick and they're supposedly going to spread us out like really far if we come. Now I don't know if I need to go because I don't want to get sick because I have a lot going on this week. And then tomorrow night I have a rehearsal for another thing I'm doing. And then I have a performance Friday night, two performances on Saturday, and three church services on Sunday. So I'm really busy. All right, gotta go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys next week. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.